Good morning. We're holding, or good afternoon for you in Israel. We're holding on Daf Pei Beis, Kuvas Pei Beis, by the two dots, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, right? By the two dots, that's where we reached. Just to quickly go over a point from the end of yesterday's Gemara, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, whether or not when the Yavam sells, Reuven dies without children, his wife falls to even to the brother-in-law, to Shimon. And the discussion was that Shimon is not allowed to sell Reuven's assets even before the Yibam, certainly, and also, no, I shouldn't say even, both before the Yibam and after the Yibam, he can't sell or transact the assets because they're all meshibba to the ksuva of the Yavama. It can't be sold, but this is a rabbinic enactment. And the question was, if he was over and he sold it, should it work? There was actually a story the Gemara brought that one of the Impabadisa, that the brother, one of the brothers wanted to preclude the older brother from doing Yibam, and the older brother said, why? Because I'm going to inherit all the money, so you want the money? I'll split the money with you. Let me do Yibam, and I'll split the money. And made a kinyan, and a base of pasuk. The Kenyan is not a Kenyan because since your abundance said you can't, you're not allowed to transact with the nechassim of the deceased brother because the mishpat ksuva, you cannot make, you can't sell, you can't give as a gift, nor could he split it even with his brother. That was the base of pesach, and Abaye took issue with that pesach. So we didn't really speak out so much the lumness in the machlekes. We just spoke out the facts, the machlekes itself. The mar shot being a raya to it, the mar ultimately left it, the raya as not a raya, but the lumness is two malchim brought in the mefershim as to why one would not be able to sell the brother's assets. Rabbi Chanan explains because it's not. The Chum gave wanted to give koyach to the takana. The really maker din of ada, maker din is not a sell. The rabbanim agrees we shouldn't sell, and part of that gezerah not to sell. The rabbanim in order to give kind of teeth to the gezerah, they would gezer further that b'di'evet, even b'di'evet if he makes a sale, the sale is not valid. That's how Rabbi Chanan learns. The Afla says that this connects to a famous machlokes we had in the beginning of Masechtas Temura. We have a whole 3-4 blad of Gemara over there that when the Torah says not to do something, and someone goes and it's over and he does it. Is the chalais going to be chal? Right? Torah says don't do certain marriages, don't do certain transactions. And if a person goes and he does it, right? Of course, the basis of the reason why it's over there is because of the whole idea of tamura. The whole idea of tamura is a case where Torah tells a person not to make a tamura, and the lach is if he goes and makes a tamura. The pasuk says explicitly vayahu tamarasi akaidish. It comes up over there. It's a famous machlokes. I avid mahani, I avid leimani. It's machlokes over the Abaye and Rava. Abaye says afla. Abaye is l'shitasai. Abaye holds that we say avid leimani. Abaye is l'shitasai. And Rabbi Yosef seems to be subscribing to the shita. Again, Yosef predated. He was around. He was a little before Rava, but around the same time. He was Abaye's Rebbe. But Rabbi Yosef subscribes to the opinion, like Rava, that he avid mahani. So even though they're both agreeing, the Chum said not to make these transactions, Abaye l'shtas is going to say, and therefore if you try to make it, it won't work. He avid le mahani. It won't work. And Rabbi Yosef subscribes to Rava and saying it's mahani. What's interesting is, the Hafla's connection is to a case over there. All those Raya's over there, or not all of them, the vast majority, are Dine Taira. They're Dine Taira, and the whole discussion from there is by a Din Taira, Yav Le Mahani. And the Fuzz connecting that Machlekes to Arsig of Yer, which is clearly a Din Durabanan. Okay, one more point. He said, ultimately, the Raya, the Mar wants to make a Raya, that maybe we should say over here that we want to write from a Braisa, that the Braisa said a Alacha, that the Kinyan, the transaction isn't chal. It was a riot to Rabbi Yosef. So we slug up the riot. We said no, because over there it could be talking about metaltlin, which is only according to a mayor, and or we're talking about a shibud derasan. You have to combine both shibud derasan and metaltlin in order to say that the transaction that over there in order to say that the transaction should work. And we don't say lechumra two different. That price is a tais because that price is saying the transaction doesn't work has to rely on. Two were called chumras, Reb Meir, that there's a chichibud on metaltlin, and Reb Nassan, that there's a shibud Reb Nassan, that the Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. We view it as if Reuven owes Levi. That's, again, it's a din we've had in this Masechta already, we've had it multiple times in Shas, but to apply both those dinim together, that we don't want to do. Why not? We didn't get to lumdus, so why not? So Rashi says, you know why not? Because it's the whole din over here is a ksuva, is a din derabanan. Ksuva, keywords of Rashi. Ksuva is din derabanan, to say trei chumras against the Baal, on or against the Yavam over here. Legabe ksuva, which is derabanan, we don't want to say trei chumras again. These aren't two chumras, one on top of the other. So it's not designed to be called a gzir legzir. It's two separate shitas of chumra to apply them both on a din derabanan of ksuva. It's the keywords in Rashi. We don't want to say. Jumps along the Pnei Yeshua and other Achreinim. Ksuva is derabanan? Yeah, it's a discussion. It's a machlaikis. But there's certainly opinions that ksuva is deraisa. We're saying the brisa that we taught is ain't a mishnah, a mistaken brisa, because it relies on the fact that we're saying two chumras, and the explanation of Rashi saying is because saying two chumras on a ksuv, which is darbanan. Yeah, maybe the author of this brisa holds ksuv is daraisa. Maybe the author of this brisa holds ksuv is daraisa, and therefore your question wouldn't start. Very bechidish to say that the brisa is mistaken brisa because it's relying on two chumras. legabek suva, which is drabanan, when that itself is at this point of conversation. Pneishu therefore is very bothered, and he suggests that maybe we don't mean that ksuva is drabanan. Ksuva, at least according to some shitas, certainly could be deraisa. Ksuva bezul could be deraisa. Maybe ksuva laman is drabanan, but ksuva could be deraisa, and that would be the reason why we're saying this braisa is not a braisa. The reason why we have a question of braisa is because the din of a yavam, the din that the yavam can't sell. This is that we've been discussing, that the yavam cannot sell the assets of the deceased brother. That is certainly drabanan. So that's what we meant to say, to apply two drabbanans with regard to the chumra of the brother not selling his deceased brother's assets. That's two chumras on a drabbanan, and that we wouldn't say. Peshua is still bothered. Peshua wrote a sefer. This historically, he wrote a sefer to complete the work of his grandfather. I think it's his grandfather, his father, the Magina Shleima. Right? He was in a fire, and he said if he survives the fire, he's going to dedicate his life to answering all the kashas on Rashi, and that's the sefer Magina Shleima. So the Peshua was a descendant, and he continued in that work. So his primary focus is to defend Rashi over here. He has a kasha Rashi saying a whole different shot, but how could he defend Rashi? So he wants to suggest that maybe what Rashi means is that the Baal himself could have a Shiba Deraisa. Maybe the Dink Suva Deraisa, even according to the Dink Suva Deraisa, it would only be a Shiba for the Baal. The Dink Suva Deraisa would create a Shiba for the Baal himself. But to create a Shiba for the Yavam, or for the Yershim or the Yavam, their Shiba is certainly only Darabanan, and therefore that's what Rashi means. Not that Ksuva overall is Darabanan, the Shiba of the inheritors of the Baal, the Shiba of, in this case, the Yavam, or the Yershim, that would only be a Shiba Darabanan, but the Baal attack would be Deraisa. Perhaps that would be a defense for Rashi. Okay, back at the Gemara, let's go right to two dots on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, another story that relates to, similar to the story we had at the end, and that we just referencing in the end of yesterday's shir. Hu gavra denafale yivama b'mas mechasya. There was a certain yavam that is yavam felt him for yivam, and the story took place in mas mechasya. Last story was in Pumbedisa. Again, the younger brother wanted to passel the older brother doing yivam by giving the yavam a get. Why would he want to do that? Presumably, what does he care if they do the mitzvah yivam? Obviously, it's because he wanted to share in the inheritance of the older brother. He didn't want to be left out of the inheritance. Amalei, so he said to the older brother, said to the younger brother, my daitach, what's your intent? Why you want to give a get? If it's because you want to share in the brother's property, I'll split the property with you. Amalei, the younger brother said, yeah, you'll split it. I'm scared you'll do to me like what happened by the Pumbedisa Rama, that other brother Pumbedisa, the story we quoted yesterday, he made the same pledge, and what came out, basically said, it's not a Kenyan, and nothing, it was the Kenyan was nothing, and he did Yibam, and the younger brother was left for nothing. I'm scared you're gonna make the same trick to me. Amar Lay, so the brother said, if you want, I'll make a division right now. Now, the truth is, we explained that Gemara earlier that they made a Kenyan also. We explained from the Rishonim that they made a Kenyan, it just didn't work. Over here, apparently these brothers were not knowledgeable in the issue, and therefore he's still the brother said, let me do a Kenyan right now for you. We'll do a Maisa Kenyan, and that should alleviate your concern. Amar Mar Ravashi, even though Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, even though he said that there's a lacha that a person, if you, let's say he said Reuven as a cow, and he wants to be makan the cow to Shimon, and he says to Shimon, go make a kenyan now, but don't be kind until after 30 days. For whatever reason, Reuven needs to keep it on his books for the next 30 days. He says, go make a kenyan now to Shimon, but don't be kind until after 30 days. The lacha is, lachash Shimon, kana. Shimon is taka kind of the cow after 30 days with the mashiach he did earlier. Even if the cow right now is not in Shimon's domain, not even Ruby's domain, it's in a neutral domain. It's in an agam. It's done by a marsh. He's kind of with the act of kind he did earlier. So by that same logic, before we go further, the assumption would have been, in our case, it's beautiful. The older brother is being makhdi to his younger brother. He can't be makhdi yet, like we said. At least according to Rabbi Yosef, the Chachila, even according to Abaye, the Chachila, the Chacham say the Yavam can't be Makna in the assets of the deceased brothers, so he can't be Makna, but he's making a Kenyan for after the Yibam, when it will be his, maybe he's making a Kenyan for then. Says Rabbi Rav Ashi, even though by the case of a par, such a Kenyan does work, or sure, such a Kenyan does work, by par that was the case, over here it's not going to work. Why? Because there's a fundamental difference. Over there, the Reuven and Shimon can be makna the part to each other this minute. For whatever reason, they don't want to. They want the transaction to take effect in 30 days. But they could do the Kenyan right now in this minute. Since it's beyond it to do it now, and you're doing a Maisa Kenyan now, and you just want the Chalais to happen later, okay, that works. But over here, by the Yavam, he cannot do the Kenyan now. That's good with the problem. The Chum don't let him do a Kenyan now. Since he cannot do a Kenyan now, it won't work for later either. So says Mar Bavashi, again, in this case, it was not going to work. Before we go further, jump into Taisus, Pumbedisa Rama. It's a little bit interesting. We call the story of the guy from Pumbedisa a Rama. The way we read the story, he wasn't a Rama. The guy from Medisa, really, the older brother, really wanted to give his younger brother half the assets. He wasn't doing a trick. He did a Maisa Kenyan. He didn't know the halacha. That wasn't kind of thing. Short story, came to Rava, came to other Chacham, and they said, yes, not a good Kenyan, because the Chacham say he shouldn't make such a Kenyan. But he wasn't Rama. He wasn't trying to trick him. So it's interesting calling Rama. So Tais from Tamer. Umar Maisasam. Tais asked the question, what Rama did he do? Hamar Basif, Lev is Vina. Rabbi Yosef is the one that said it's not his Vina. It wasn't the guy himself. And also, what's the older brother helping? In this story that we're quoting, that he says, let's make Kenyan from now. What's he helping if they're viewing the other guy as Rama? Was the issue wasn't, meaning the question was the same question times two. First of all, the guy wasn't a Rama. It was Rabbi Yosef who said the king's Nachal. And further, the reason is because Rabbi said the king's Nachal, that same reason applies here. So what does he help by doing Mahashta? Says Taisvis, Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Le'il Chazabai Pambadisa. That we don't have this context to the story on the Gemara from Alpha and Beis about Pambadisa, but the guy was Taka Chazer. The guy was Chazer and he did Yibim, and he had a change of heart, and he's like, I did the Yibim, I want to keep all the money. He didn't want to give to the brother. He changed his mind. Because what happened was, the Rebbe gave a psak on that din. The story came up, Rebbe gave a psak, but not that the reason why the older brother didn't give the younger brother was because of Rebbe's psak. He was already holding back before it because he had a change of heart. He essentially reneged on his deal. Therefore, he was a Ramah. And that's the Lashon HaGemara. We don't know that part of the story. We didn't have an Gemara. But Tais is saying it must be, it's part of the story we don't have. But he was Rama. And that also explains why the Mahashta makes a Maila. He was saying, make a key Mahashta. They can't renege. That's what they thought they were going to benefit. Don't be like the Rama. I won't be like the Rama of the guy in Papadisa. I'm going to make a proper full key Mahashta. And therefore, I won't even be able to renege. It'll be documented. I won't be able to renege. The problem is, it doesn't work because you're going against the Chamim. That's the issue. And even if you hold, says Mar Bravashi, that you can make a Kenyan Lachazman, a Kenyan for after Yibam, in this case, wouldn't work because over here it's not Biyadai. Okay. Says the Gemar further. Weiter on the same topic. We have another member. It's not the first time exactly we had this. Ravin and Ravdini often quoted different versions of events. Over here, you have Rav Dimi quoted from Yechanan that you could make a Kenyan Lachazman. And we just said, either way, it still wouldn't work by us. But the problem is, Ravin quoted from Yechanan that you can't make a Kenyan Lachazman Machlal, not just by us in general. So we have a conflicting report in Rav Yechanan. We don't like to have Machlakes in Yechanan, even though we just had the other day, it was Treitan Eli Yechanan. We don't like to have that if we don't have to. Says the Gemara, Vakiyas Ravin Amar Yechanan, like honey, Ravin, the name of Yechanan, when he came, he said that the Kenyan doesn't work. Forget about by our sugar, even by a regular cow. It doesn't work. Even when it's Biyadda, it doesn't work. So the Havmini to make a connection is not good. Mar says Lekasha. It depends. If he said be kind of from now, right? He's saying be kind of from now. It shouldn't take effect till 30 days from now. But in 30 days from now, it should be kind of retroactively to now, then it works. If you don't say Ma'akshav, then Taka, it doesn't work because the Kenyan's gone. The Maisa Kenyan's gone. The cow's not here. Even the cow exists, but it's not here to the Agam. The Maisa Kenyan's gone, and therefore it won't work. So you need the combination of the Kenyan should be Ma'akshav in 30 days. It should be retroactive Ma'akshav, and then it'll work. You have to know what purpose they're trying to delay the Kenyan, if it's going to serve that purpose once you have to make the Kenyan work retroactively to Me'achshav, but okay, it'll only work in 30 days from now from Me'achshav. Ask Taisa before we go further. Just interesting, Taisa got and some of his connects from the Sugya from Kedushin. Jump to Taisa, Hadamachshav, Hadamar, Hadlamachshav. Lay Dami La Eme Elisha, Harem Kadesh Lilachashashim Yahim. The Leiba Achav Kitchen. So over there it discusses in Kedushin and Daphne Tess that if a person says to Isha, you make Kadesh to me after 30 days. If someone else comes in between, then that guy Chaptais, and that guy she's married to that fellow. But if someone else doesn't come in between, what do we say? The Mekadeshes. Afa Bishazach Lamayis. We have two things. We say the Kedushin's Chal, even though the money's gone. Even though the money's gone over there, so she spent the Kesef, the Kesef that he gave her for Kedushin. He said the Kedushin should be Chal in 30 days. By 30 days, when 30 days is up, the Kesef is gone. And we're saying the Kedushin's still Chal. FLP, here's the key question. You'll say, no, over there also say Me'achshav. He didn't say Me'achshav there. In Kedushin didn't say Me'achshav Eschal. Why is that different over here that was saying it only works if you say Me'achshav? Says the Gemara. The
Tarpasa Mashiach. He says there's a fundamental difference, and this is a very slippery slope, but there's a fundamental difference between Kesef and between Mashiach. Mashiach, the act of Mashiach was done, let's give it a date. The act of Mashiach was done, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day we are today, last day of the year, Mashiach was done today. We're saying 30 days from now, the last day of Tishrei, the Kinyan should be Chal. The Mashiach is long gone. There's no act of Mashiach is long gone. Kinyan is not being Chal for 30 days. So over there, if you say Me'achshav, it's great. You're connecting the Kinyan back to the Shas Mashiach. That works. But to have the Kinyan work for 30 days from now, it doesn't work. Whereas by Kesef, if the Kesef is around, Gevaldik, the Kesef is still around. Even if the Kesef is gone, says Taisvis, if she's not going to do the Kinyan, what happens? She owes Kesef. So that makes it keilu, the Kesef is still around. But the reason why I said it's a slippery slope is because we know we just had, also we brought up in Ksuvus, it's really Sugya in Daf Hei, Daf Vav, and later in Daf, I think around Daf Nun, in maybe not far from that Gemara over there, in Kedushin, about Mekadosh B'Milva. Mekadosh B'Milva doesn't work. So we're not using the power of Mekadosh B'Milva. Mekadosh B'Milva, Milva's late son, and you can't be Mekadosh with the Milva that's out. That's not the way it's working. It's working with the Kesef Kedushin that he just gave today, that he's saying on Chavtes Elul, that this Kedusha Bichal on Chavtes Tishrei, it's working. It's working with that Kesef Kedusha. The Chiddush is that even though the Kesef itself is gone, because she would owe it if not, so we still see that Kesef that he gave her 30 days ago for Kedusha alive, and therefore it works, but not to be confused with her with Mekadosh B'Milva. But again, the Chiddush over there is that you don't need Ma'achshav, like we're saying, you need by us, you need Ma'achshav. Okay. Blame name Ula. And like this, we came out there, Avdimi and Ravin don't no longer have a steamer in Rabbi Echon holds it does work when you say Ma'achshav, it does not work if you don't say Ma'achshav. Blame name Ula.
I just have one problem on this. You know, the Gemara says,
yeah, the Gemara is taking the approach to say that related back to our Gemara, the Gemara is just focusing really on a direct stira in Rabbi Echanan. It was a direct stira in Rabbi Echanan, one Rav Dimi's opinion, one Rav's opinion, and a Chanami, according to Rav Dimi, wouldn't even have the Shakatai they had before from, I'm sorry, according to Ravin, we wouldn't even have the Shakatai of Rav Dimi from before. But either way, the Gemara reconciles it, so now it all fits. They asked for Mula Fang Shaila. Yibim Bacha Chilik Mahu. What if he did Yibim? The older whichever brother, Yavim did Yibim, and then he wants to divide with the brothers. He doesn't want to get the wrong impression. He did Yibim just for the money. He wants to divide equally the brothers. He doesn't want the brothers to have Titus in him. He divided with the brothers. Is it a good division? What's the reason why it would be a good division? And was attacking to say it's not? Because it's Meshubah to the Ksuva. Remember, the Yavama comes in, the Ksuva still, her Ksuva is what's her Ksuva? Whatever she made up with the first husband, and the Shibud is on the monies that the first husband, the deceased husband left, and the second husband, Yarshan, that's the money, it's Meshubah to the Ksuva. And the Chiddush is, even if the Shibud was 50, even if the inheritance of the first, of the deceased brother, was 100 mana, and the Ksuva is only 2 mana, right? Only 200 zuz, still it's all Meshubah, and therefore says the Gemara, what's the psak? Let us have a klum. Ula responded, it's Lausvay Klum, because it's Meshubah the Ksuva. Chilik Vacha Yibim Ma, what if you do the Chiluka while she's still a Shemeres Yavim, before Yibim? And then you do Yibim, what's that Lacha? Which is Lachar, a pile of a question. If you tell me, even if he marries her and he's kinder and he really inherits, it's still Meshubah and he can't divide it, certainly before he actually inherits it properly, he can't divide it. The Mar's asked that in a second, but the Shaila was asked to Ula, and what did he say? Obviously, Lausvay Klum. Garnish Katan, even with the evidence, it's not a good transaction. It doesn't work. This siding with the ideas we had in yesterday's stuff, that even post facto, it's not a good transaction. Maskev Sheshes, Hashti Yavim Bacha Chilik, Lais Vaklum. If they asked Ula about post Yibim, if the Yibim was done, and he inherited the deceased brother, and he was saying if he divided up the assets from the deceased brother to the other brothers, it doesn't work because it's Meshubah to him to leave it to his new wife, to his wife slash sister in law for the Ksuva. Chilik Vacha Yibim Bayi, Avishailim, if you did the Chaluka prior to the Yibim, Gemara says, you're right, Shtei Maisa Mayu. We're quoting two separate stories. This time the Gemara sometimes put these things together. There were two stories with Ula where Shailas came in front of Ula in two different places. One time they asked about post Yibim, one time they asked about before Yibim. And Echanami, the one they asked about post Yibim, would certainly not have a question about before Yibim because Kolshkein, it wouldn't work. But it was two separate questions, two separate places, and our Gemara just simply put it together, but it didn't happen one after the other. Kesar Rav Nomer, Shlokesh, Ben Yibim Acha Chilak, Ben Chiv Acha Yibim, Les Vleiklum, Vehilchus Az Taka Dalacha, Les Vleiklum. So when Rav came in the name of Shlokesh, he said Taka that whether the Chalukah took place during the Shas of Shemeres Yavam, whether it took place after the actual Yibam, either way, Les Vleiklum, the Ksuva money, the inheritance that Shimon, let's give some names, Shimon died without children, his wife felt Yibam to the brothers, Reuven died without children, his wife felt Yibam to the brothers, let's say Shimon did Yibam, and the other brothers are still around. Shimon now wants to divide the assets with the other brothers. Whether he wanted to divide the assets prior to doing Yibam to sister-in-law, or whether he wants to divide the assets after doing Yibam, either way, he cannot. And even if he does, it doesn't work. It gets undone. That's part of the chumrah, the takanas chachamim, that he can't transact these assets. And the reason is because Meshubah to pay her ksuva.
So again, you're left with the eights that we said yesterday that wants to be Megarasher.
Excellent. Very good. The Merchant reference it again. We're actually going to bring a deek in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the eights, very good, Lizer, of Reb Abba, which is his eights would be to divorce her. Once he divorces her now, he set aside money for the ksuva. He paid, you don't pay it, but he set aside money for ksuva from the estate, and then the rest now belongs to him, and then he marries her again. Okay. And then the rest now he has access to. Exactly. The Gemara will reference that in just a few lines on Amud Beis. But that's based on our Mishnah. The Chum say that when there's produce attached to the ground, after, again, same case, Reuven dies without children, he leaves over fields, so we say the produce attached to the ground belongs to the Yavam. It belongs to the Yavam, you just eat the Paris. Maram wants to know why. Didn't we say all of his assets are pledged to the Ksuva? So this should also be pledged to Ksuva, and if you don't want to use the Paris, you don't use the Paris, then sell it and the Paris for land, and let the land be Meshubba. Why are you saying that's not Meshubba? The Mishnah says you're right, switch the gears, unbelievable. Amar, Reish Lakish Tani Shalah. Switch the words to say that it means the parents are Shalah, they're hers. And Tak, if he wants it, you have to buy Karka with it and have the Karka remain as a, either you give it to her Stam, or you buy Karka and you let it remain as a Sheba for the Ksuba. Kansare Kishtai, once he takes her in, once the Yavam takes in the Yavama, so she's a regular wife. Lamai Hilchasa, this famous idea, we had this multiple times in Masechtas Yavamas, of course. Lamai Hilchasa, Amar Beis Mechlin, Lamai Shemagar Shabaget, the idea that once he takes her in, she's a full-fledged wife, teaches us that he can Megarish her with a, he can Megarish her with a get, meaning just like a regular wife, you get divorced with a get. This comes up, by the way, Yavamas Tavches, Tavites, and Taflamites. He can divorce her with a get, Umachzira, and then take her back. Two dinim. There's two kedushim there. One is you can divorce with a get. What's the kedush? And the rishonim speak out, and you don't need chalitza. And a get alone is sufficient, and you no longer need chalitza. And the second kedush is you let her take her back, and we're not concerned about her being isrei shazach. Right? Meaning, because she once was isrei shazach, you did yibam. Now the yibam's over. You divorced her. Maybe you can't take her back. Mashma, not concerned. And the Mar is going to spell out for us both of these chedushim. Megarish beget pshita. You divorced with a get. Well, then of course you give her a get. She's married as a wife. Why would you think you don't have to give her a get? Mar says, I would think the pasuk says v'yivma. He should perform yibam with her, which is mashma dain yivum rishonim la. She still has a shame of yivama. She's still his yivama, and therefore letiskula beget ela bechlitza. It wouldn't be sufficient for a get. Rather, she should nichlitza. Again, the way the rishonim learned it means avadi still we still assuming she need to get, but we should also need chalitza. She need to get and chalitza to get to get rid of the marriage, at least to get rid of the Zika. Kamashpon, no, the marriage gets rid of the Zika, all you need now is get. Machzir, you can take her back after you divorce her again. Pshita, why is she any different than any other wife? For the guy can take back, more so the obvious. Chilikap of maze. Matatema, mitzvah de Ramah Rahman Allah. Avda, the mitzvah to do yibam was done. That's a big heter. Normally, there's ishesach, there's ish of kares, and there's a big heter over here of a mitzvah of yibam, and the mitzvah was performed already. And therefore, now hashtekim labi yisrael ishesach. Now that they got divorced, if the mitzvah was already done, now this would be an ishesach, and he can no longer take it back. Kamash malan that we don't say this. Maybe this ishesach does come back. Right, the pasuk says, take her. For a wife, we darshan leisha. She becomes a wife. Once she's a wife, she's like a regular wife. And then even if they get divorced, he would be able to take her back. The Rishonim discuss, again, there's a havmina that I would have thought there's a mitzvah to do. And once you do the mitzvah, then the Israel Shazach comes back. We're discussing, and therefore if you divorce her, we can't take her back. But really, there should be a question before that. If you have a line of reasoning to assume that once you do the mitzvah, then the Israel Shazach comes back. So we spoke out many times, the mitzvah is the first bia. That's the mitzvah of Yibam. That first act of bia is the mitzvah. Obviously, continuing to have relations, procreating, having children, is in the spirit of what the pasuk describes of Yakam Hashemachav, having a child Hashemachav, but the mitzvah is the first bia. So if that's the case, any subsequent bia after the first bia should not be allowed, because according to this Havamina, the mitzvah has a heter of Eshesach, but afterwards it's no heter. Why we're discussing by us, perhaps, about when she gets divorced from him, that he can't take her back. We would have thought, Kamashon, you can. But even before that, there should be Havamina, he can't even stay married, he can't even have Bia Shnia. He can't even have Bia Shnia. And Bechayav Lav Megazer, Bia Shnia, Atta Bia Shaina. We say, Bia Shaina, Bia Shnia. Chayav Lav, Bia Shaina, we'd say, Asid Al Chesay, we say he can't do it because Bia Shnia is Takas Asr. Maybe every Isha, every Yavama Bia Shnia Shmias. Tais says, Avad that Pashat, there's a famous idea for Tais, we spoke out multiple times in Masechtas Yavama, that it would not, there would be no way that the Torah would give a mitzvah to do one act of beer with a sister-in-law and then divorce her. It wouldn't be. Even though, again, especially we spoke out that there's a concept of a person doesn't become pregnant for the first beer. Now we discussed the pasha that means a basula doesn't get pregnant for the first beer, but not a regular anisha that's no longer basula. She could get pregnant from the first beer. But okay, but there's such a concept that maybe the first two times two people get together, no children. So surely over there it wouldn't make sense even. You have one beer and then you get divorced and you don't even have a good chance of having a child in that one beer. Whole point of view is to procreate a child. Wouldn't make sense. But besides that, Tosfos says you don't have to come on to that. The ways of the Torah are ne'imistic. It wouldn't make sense that the brother-in-law has a mitzvah to have be with the sister-in-law once and they get divorced. That couldn't be. That was never an option. Our shayla is dafka nargam over here, that maybe over here, once he divorces her, the issur of Aishazach comes back, kamashmalan, that too, the issur of Aishazach doesn't come back because she's ishtoy l'chol dover. We continue the Mishnah said that the ksuva goes based on the nechasim of the Baal, of the original Baal. My time, why is that? Meaning, it's the ksuva, the amount that he owes for the ksuva, and the assets, his own assets, on Meshubid. The Yavam's assets remain free and clear. Normally, guys, when a fellow's married, even things that he's kind of after the marriage are Meshubid the ksuva. We discussed only Karka, Pashtas, Rameir says, even Metaltlin. We'll discuss more about that as we finish the Perek, but anything he has, anything that certainly character they get, Meshubid the ksuva. By the Yavam, whatever the Yavam himself owns is not Meshubid the ksuva. Only the assets he inherits from the deceased brother are Meshubid the ksuva. Why? Big words over here. Isha kilam and shemayim. My time. Isha kilam and shemayim. The less period. Isha kilam and shemayim. Because this wife was granted was you know, maknatim from shemayim. So yes, he's taka married to her now. Yes, there has to be a ksuva in place. We'll see in a minute. The next line that if there's no ksuva for the baal rishon, unless the baal rishon has no assets, then the second baal does have to make her ksuva the yavam because a person has to be married to a wife with the ksuva. Otherwise, it's like a bias nusa court to a mayor. It's not considered a good marriage. We're concerned she has no spichas das, but as long as the first husband had some assets, that's enough to be meshubin. This marriage was, so to speak, foisted on him. It was makin this wife from Shemayim, and therefore, it's good enough that the shibud should be in the chasim of the first husband. Some have a mediac over here, whether or not Zika is a kinyan deraisa, whether Zika is mamish a kinyan, right? We know there's definitely some sort of connection and obligations, but is it a kinyan? The lashon over here is isha kinulim and a Shemayim, right? Now you could say, no, they did a bia, but that's not, once you're doing a bia already, that's not Menashemayim, he's doing a bia, Maisabia. The Torah says it's sanctioned that you're allowed to marry your sister-in-law, which you're normally not allowed to, but the lashon of a kinu could sound perhaps like even the Zika stage already, there's some sort of kinyan, someone to make such a diak. This lay vilasim rishon. We said in the Mishnah, if the rishon doesn't have, let's say, he didn't leave over any assets, then it's lamashani. He has to, the second husband has to give her a ksuva, has to have assets designated for the ksuva. Like we said all over the famous society, that we don't want it to be a matzav where it's easy for him to divorce her. There has to be some sort of a pinch for him that if he's going to divorce, it's going to cost him money. He needs to have some sort of skin in the game. Now the yavam shouldn't say to the yavama, here's your ksuva. The deceased brother left over, like we said, $1 million. The ksuva is only $10,000. He can say, here, I'm setting aside $10,000 on the table for your ksuva. You have protection. And I want to be able to access the rest of the money. You shouldn't say that. And then the Mishnah says, continues, Agamar doesn't quote this part, and the same thing with a regular husband and wife. A regular husband and wife, he shouldn't say to his wife, here, I'm designating X corresponding to your ksuva, but the rest, I want to be able to, it's not Mishnah, but the ksuva. He shouldn't say such a thing. That's the v'chein. Ask where my v'chein, what's v'chein adding? Why should I think this idea of diminishing the shibud from all the nechasim to part nechasim, which we're saying applies to yivama, why would I think it doesn't apply to regular isha? Shouldn't apply across the board. Why should I think it's any different? Says Amar, I'll tell you why I think it's different. Malte mahasim over there by the yivama, you can't do that like kasala tikanai udikanina. Lamais by yivama, he never wrote to her anything I'm kaina in the future, in the past, are all going to be meshubat iksufa. He never made that pledge. And therefore, since he made that pledge, she's going to feel very insecure that he never made the pledge and he's designating very specific money towards the ksuva. He's trying to kind of isolate me and alienate me with very little protection. He's not happy with me to begin with. She'll feel very insecure in her marriage. Whereas, avalacha, regular husband and wife, the cause of the economy, kinina, he wrote any property that I acquired in the past, any property that I will acquire in the future, is meshub the ksuva. So she's saying with das that he really wants to be married to her and he wants to have a proper security for her. Now, for some reason, now he wants to designate specific money to the ksuva. Maybe it's just an extra protection that this is specifically designated for ksuva, but not necessarily to make her feel insecure about the rest. So maybe over there works. Kamash Mulan, that Amos Abchadai, I would think maybe over there, a regular wife is Sefer Das. Kamash Mulan, not just by the Yavama, who was a foisted wife, even a regular wife that was chosen, and he wrote Kinyana, still, she's not going to be Sefer Das. Girsha, Engla Ksuvasa. If, after taking her Yibam, he divorces her, she's not entitled to all the money of the estate of her first deceased husband of the brother, the deceased brother. Rather, he keeps all the money and just pays her out the ksuva money. Girsha in, le girsha loy. Sounds like only when he divorces her does he get the rest of the money of the brother's estate. But till he divorces her, the entire estate is meshubah to the wife, which we know already. We're repeating the same thing. What are we being medayik? Dizer, this is the point you brought up before. Kamash Balan Kir Abba. We teach you like Abba's Eitzah. We teach you the Eitzah, so to speak, like Abba, that a Kayin can't do this, obviously, because a Kayin can't take it back. But if a brother, the Yavam, who inherits the brother, but he can't have access to it because it's Omashav the Ksuva, if he wants to get access to it, what he should do is make up with the wife, this like a legal loophole, say, listen, we're going to get divorced. I'm going to marry you back in a second again. Don't worry. I don't want to get rid of you. I just want to be able to wheel and deal. I want to be able to transact with all these assets that we have. I want to be able to transact with it. That would be a viable Eitzah. If the Gerushin, he would only have to pay her, was set aside from the original estate just enough to pay the ksuva, then he can remarry her and only be mishabed from the brother's estate, only that original amount, or himself, he can mishabed his own ksuva, and the Gemara is going to discuss this in a second, if it's a new ksuva or old ksuva. By the way, all the brothers asked for him to be mishabed, because those now he's able to sell. And by the way, even if he's mishabed himself, we've spoken about this many times, a husband, even though his assets are meshubed, it doesn't preclude him from buying and selling. It was only a gezerah by a yavam that he can't sell by himself from his brother's, the deceased brother's assets. But the regular husband, there's no obligation that he cannot sell any of his assets because of meshubed ksuva. They're all meshubed ksuva, but he can buy and sell, and therefore he's not as restricted. Okay, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, further, achzira rei kol nashim, once he takes her back, she's like all the nashim, beina el ksuvasa. Once he takes her back, she's like all the nashim, and she's only titled to ksuvasa, meaning her first ksuva. Now, what does this mean? We read through this a little quickly a couple days ago when we read the Mishnah, the end of Daf, I think it was Pei Amabez, we read the Mishnah, but what it means is, again, we spoke, I think we elaborate more after this year, but what we said was that a husband divorces his wife, and there's a ksuva there, and the ksuva was not yet paid, key point, the ksuva was not yet paid, and then they get remarried, we say, when they get remarried, she's only entitled to the assumption, even if you don't write anything new, the assumption is they get remarried based on the first ksuva. And we don't say she's owed a ksuva for the first marriage and divorce, and now she's getting she's owed now a second ksuva, so she kind of has rights, she's owed a double ksuva if she gets divorced. No, it's only one ksuva. We're saying the same thing applies by Yavam and Ivama. Hechzira, my kamashmon, what's the chiddush that when he takes her back, you only have to give her one ksuva, namely the first ksuva. Tanina, we learned this by a regular wife. Hamagar sisha, machzira, amas ksuva, so shayna machzira. That person divorces his wife and then takes her back. He takes her back. Amanas, the first ksuva. So what's the chiddush over here by Yavama? Madhim ishtu diu kasavla ksuva minei. Avim to the you kasavla hech the garish vadra em ksuvasa minei kamash balan. There's a big difference. By regular Isha, he wrote her the ksuva the first time. They got divorced. Ksuva wasn't paid yet. They got remarried. They reconciled, so to speak, but they got remarried. So over there we say, yeah, of course the ksuva is going to be the same ksuva that he originally once wrote there. We'll do the same one again. But by a Yavama, where he didn't write the ksuva was based on the original the deceased brother on based on his estate. So maybe when he divorced her, maybe now she gets a new ksuva, and now it's secured with his own property. Kamashman big chiddush, that the new ksuva again, when he gets remarried, is still going to only be secured by the estate of the deceased brother and not by the estate of the husband. That's kufa the chiddush. It's secured only by the estate of the brother and not by the estate of the husband. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim when we talk about ksuvas over here. What type of ksuva is she getting? Is she getting a ksuva of 100 or 200? When she's getting, right? When she's now marrying, when she marries the second brother, when she's married the second brother, really, I should go back to the case of the Gemara before. We said, if there's no ksuva for the Rishon, let's say the first one has no, the estate has no money left over, and she's getting a ksuva against the second one's estate, how much of his estate is meshuvah to her ksuva? Is it the full 200? Because she was married originally as a pasula to the first brother who died had children, and she kind of rolled into the second brother, and the estate should be securing the ksuva. If there's not enough money, we misakin her money from the second brother, but it's a continuation, and therefore she still had the full 200, or no? Because the second brother's only getting an amana, the bottom line is, he's getting his brother's amana, but he's only getting amana. If you're going to make his estate, his properties, meshubet the ksuva, he's only meshubet to one mana, not two mana, because she's an amana. So essentially, the woman would have lost out. Her original basula was 200. Her first husband dies, did not have enough money to pay that ksuva from his estate, and therefore we're saying the new husband, the brother-in-law's estate is meshubet. But now she only gets amana because she's an amana in this second marriage. That is a discussion in the Rishonim. It's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, whether it's 100 or 200. You go based on the original ksuva or you go based on the second ksuva. L'chayr, who I did over here, I shouldn't say who I did over here. Over here could be everyone would agree that the second ksuva would now be downgraded once you're saying that on the tzad, that you're going back to the new husband for the shibud and not to the original assets. For sure, you would downgrade to 100, wouldn't it be 200. Now that we're going back and you're keeping the assets of the first of the deceased brother, perhaps you still get a ksuva of 200 chiddush, but perhaps you still get a ksuva. We're saying a ksuva is considered the ksuva rishon, so perhaps you still get a ksuva of 200. I'm not sure what the rishonim would say in our case. Okay.
Again, you're talking about where the money didn't leave yet.
Correct. Correct. The money wasn't paid yet. You're getting remarried, but lamaisa, you're getting remarried. You're getting remarried as no longer, not a lamana, but you're getting remarried as a grusha. A grusha doesn't get 200. But,
right.
But we're saying the ksuva is amnas ksuva shayna. So presumably that means the full ksuva. So l'chayr hu adin, but the yavam also same idea l'chayr. But I'm just saying
the new ksuva that he's going to write is also going to say and I'm meshuvah to you in case that money gets lost. I'm meshuvah to you mikana l'ba.
Right. That was very nichel in the first ksuva. In the first ksuva, any chasm that gets in the future is meshuvah. So if you reinstate the first ksuva, it's unwritten. It's automatic. It was already written in the first ksuva. Amar Avida, Bereshena Yikaisu Lepsula Masayim La Manamana. Initially, they would just write simple obligation. If we get divorced or I die, husband's meshuvah to ksuva 200, to amana 100. They felt zero security with this. With these contracts, and therefore the men were getting older without marrying women. They couldn't find women to marry them because the women didn't feel secure enough, which is a big chiddush. The first part of that, what do you mean? Didn't we always say that women are more desperate to get married than the men? And here we're saying the men couldn't find people to marry because the women were concerned that this lack of shibud, they had no protection on the ksuva. So they explained, and it didn't mean most women weren't gay married. Still, women get married, the more desperate the men to get married. But there was enough, it was a significant, it wasn't necessarily a rife, but it was a significant existence, a matzoi, of men that were getting older without finding wives because the wives didn't want to get married because they felt protected enough. They weren't willing to give in. They weren't willing to get married without a protected ksuva. The tikein called the chasim achar l'ksuva. The shemitach came as masakin that all the assets are meshubit l'ksuva, not just the pledge, the shtar, they owes money, all the assets are meshubit, and then the woman would get married. Initially, they would simply write for besula a shtar that she's entitled to ksuva 200 dollars on amana, but there was no shibud on the assets of the baal. The man would get old and weren't able to marry a woman. So the chamur masakin at first is step one. This is a more elaborate of the stages. At first, the chamur masakin that the husband should leave the ksuva money in the house of the father of the isha. But there's a problem with that because it's a two-way street. Part of the benefit of the ksuva, she wants to feel secure in the ksuva that she'll have money when she gets divorced, but she also wants to feel that she's secure in the marriage. He's not going to be haste to divorce her. He won't divorce her out of haste because it costs her money. But if you already put the money, the money's already set aside in a separate account. I mean, it's already set aside by the father-in-law. It's already there. He's like, you know what? Go back to your father. Take the money I already gave you and go again. So it took away. They would get upset and get divorced really quickly, which kind of defeated the purpose of ksuba to extend. His kinu shem nichan leisa beis chameh. So they start to keep the money beis chameh in the husband's house. Beis chameh means the father's house, but it's very common for the husband to live in his family's house, which a house that they got married in a house that belonged to the family. He kept it. It's called beis chameh. What do we refer to here? They explained it refers to their own house. They left the money in the own house, thinking that would be better because the money's not already separated from him. It's not already by his father-in-law, and therefore he still has to take the money and now give it away for good by divorcing her. But what happened? Ashiris Isis Isaac Klasis Shekasif Shazav. The wealthy women would take this ksuva because they had a bigger ksuva. They would take and make these baskets of silver and gold. Anias Isa, very interesting. Gemara. Our gear says Avishamir Raglayim. Anias would take it and make it into fashion to a pot, the money, a pot for like a urinal. Taisis says, don't be garrus. That Taisis says, Avishal the Chashis. Right? Avishal Chashis be garrus. They couldn't do gold and silver. They did a pot of copper. But why would you say they made it a pot of Meraglayim? The point is, either way, here was the issue. Vadayan, since it was handy, the ksuva money was handy, this case, this pail was handy, what would the husband do? Even though it was by his possession, he'd still be giving it to her now. In a moment of anger, he'd say, yeah, take the pail, take this kli of zav, gold, the chayshas, take it and go. Adayin kashayas aleh, he'd get upset at her, aymela, kli ksuva sevitsi, take your ksuva and get out of here. Ashbashabatatach, and that's what Shabashatachim lo, we quoted before, fatikain, shehe, kaisivla, kal nechasachar, the ksuvasa. That's what Shabashatachim came along and said, that all the nechasim, achrayat the ksuva, so now the woman feels secure, they get married because all the assets are secure. Husbands didn't have anything set aside specifically, so he wouldn't divorce her in haste, so it solved all the issues, and that's what the setup is. Now, what we hold, what does that mean? All karka, not mishabadim, all karka, and he wasn't able to designate specific money, specific pails, specific money, say, this is for Yiksuva, and the rest is not Meshubit. He couldn't do that. The rest is still Meshubit, and therefore there would be no purpose of him setting aside something specific, and therefore he wouldn't have something specific to just throw at her and give her in the event of a divorce. Now, we pointed out before, there are Meshita is that not only is Karka Meshubit, or Metalton Meshubit, which is still fine. It's not as cute as Gemara. All Karka and Metalton would be Meshubit to the Yiksuva. The point is, he wouldn't be able to get off the hook by designating one specific item, it'd still be Meshubit. The Maisa, basic halacha is that Karka is Meshubit, not Metalton, like the Chum, not like a mayor, but the Rambam brings that ready from the Ga'inim, that the Tekanas Kainim was that we shem etatan also is meshubit the ksuva. I believe it's stated earlier that brings the same idea as well, that the the metaltal and the ultimate, we're knowing like a mayor, the metaltal is also meshuvah to the ksuva. One question before we stop, just one shayla that we had, basically more namnalef, and then we'll leave it. Hadlach, ishinof, we finished the parak, but we'll pick up the next parak later, or after yantiv, but the, on a Amadalfi discussed making a Kenyan now, Lachar Zman. A big, big nafkamina for that, because Zman is that's very relevant with online purchases and bidding for stuff like on eBay and stuff like that. Can a person make a Kenyan? We know on Shabbos you can't make a Kenyan. Us make Shabbos Yantiv, you can't make a Kenyan on Shabbos Yantiv. Can I do an act of a Kenyan now and have the Kenyan be Chal later? Right? Is the Nakuda, the whole reason why you can't make Kenyan on Shabbos, Masamatim, what's the big issue? The big issue is you make up the right. You make up the right Ashtar, you make up the right Ashtar Kenyan, you make up the right transactions, right? You can say it's also Mzichav Sechot, Abedavar, but the big issue, Pashas, is an issue of writing. If I do the complete act of the transaction now, and just the chalais happens later, is that going to be okay? So for example, I put the bidder now, I put my credit card now, and the bidding war is over Friday night at midnight. I'm not on my computer, I don't even know the difference. I'm going to be kainat automatically, if I'm kainat or not, if not, not. I did the act earlier, but the kinyan, the transaction, only takes full effect on the Maisa Kinyan, I guess, would be considered putting my credit card in, but the actual swiping of the credit card would be later. That would be perhaps irrelevant to the Shaila. Rabbi Kiva Eger debates it, and it's really the base of it is our Gemara, where the person could become make a Kinyan now and have the Kinyan later. We're saying if he does it with a Maisa Kinyan now, and he has a Shrach, certainly Me'achshav, if he says Me'achshav, then it works. Is that really working Me'achshav? I'm not sure. But let's assume if it does work Me'achshav, it could still be a problem of the Kenyan being cemented on Shabbos. That could still be totally, do we say, cementing, completing the Kenyan Shabbos, even if it dates back retroactively to before Shabbos, that could still be an issue. And even if that's not an issue, maybe the other way. What about making Kenyan Shabbos that should only be Chal in 30 days from now, Lemafreya? If the first way doesn't work, maybe the second way should work. That is a topic of conversation. If we don't learn again later today, I think we're going to save it for Matzah Yom Tov, for Matzah Tuesday night. So have a ksiv, ksiv, teiva, a good gmajar, gintyar, a gazintyar, shkayach, and I'm asking for machila for anyone who's on now, anyone who's going to listen to the show later, for any time that I was a little too aggressive or rough or didn't properly listen to the Ilam Shailas or anything I may have done for the Ilam. Mitzvah Shem, we should have a year of atzlacha and continued steiging and aliyah.